Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Give of your best to the Master. Do you know why we picked this song? It's because we want to do our very best for Jesus. We want to give Him our best. The stories that we're going to be going over is about being generous and giving to Jesus, giving to the poor, taking the blessings that Jesus has given us and giving it to others. I don't know about you, but I want to give of my best to Jesus.
Give of your best to the Master. Give of the strength of your youth. Throw your soul's fresh going order into the battle for truth. Jesus has set the example. Dauntless was He, young and brave. Give Him your loyal devotion. Give Him the best that you have.
Hello, boys and girls. I am so glad that we have another day together where we get to learn more about Jesus and about His teachings, and we get to spend time with Him. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus loves it when you take time out of your day to spend with Him. And so what I want to do is, before we get started, we're going to have a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we ask that You will send Your Holy Spirit to be with us. Please work in our hearts and in our lives and help us to learn from this lesson. We love You. Amen. Ever since the first lamb was sacrificed after Adam and Eve sinned, God's people were to offer sacrifices like that. Those sacrifices were to remind them that God's Son would be the true lamb. He would come to our world and die in our place, so everyone who will love, trust, and obey Him can be saved. Sacrificing a lamb each year at the Passover feast was to remind everyone of that night when God had freed His people from being slaves in Egypt. Do you remember that story? God warned stubborn Pharaoh that if he didn't let His people go free, the oldest son in every Egyptian family would die on a certain night. But every Israelite family, or Egyptian family, that killed a lamb and sprinkled some of its blood on the doorway of their home would be safe. As the angel would come through and it saw the blood on the doorpost, what was the angel going to do? It would pass over that house. That's where we get the word Passover. So what saved the firstborn boys? Do you know what it was? It was the blood of the lamb. That's what kept them safe. The blood on the doorway showed that they trusted Jesus, whose blood would be shed instead of theirs. Now, it was time for the most important Passover the people would ever celebrate. But only Jesus knew that. Only He knew that He was the true lamb that would be sacrificed in just a few days. He knew that the priests and scribes were already planning to kill Him. We can read about that in Mark chapter 10, verse 33 and 34. Mark chapter 10, verse 33 and 34. How have you been doing looking up these Bible verses? Have you been doing okay? Well, if you ever, ever need more time, just pause this story and you can find it in your Bible. And then once you find it, press play again and you can keep right along with us. So we are going to look up Mark chapter 10, verse 33 and 34. Mark is the second book in the New Testament. The Bible is divided into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. We are going to be in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. We're in the second book, Mark, chapter 10. Look for the big numbers or the headings that say chapter 10. Then once you find that number, then look down below it and you will find the verses. Jesus is telling his disciples what is about to happen. And we're going to read that. So we are in Mark chapter 10, verse 33 and 34. What does Jesus tell us?
Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and scourge him and spit on him and kill him, and the third day he will rise again.
Jesus was the only one that seemed to grasp the concept that he was about to die, that he was going to be the one who was the Lamb who dies for the sins of the whole world. He dies so that we can all live, just like those firstborns were able to live when the blood of the Lamb was brushed on the doorpost. How lonely Jesus must have felt. Even his own disciples still thought that he was going to be a great king, that he was going to free them from the Romans. Satan wanted people to think about having a great kingdom in the world. He wanted them to forget that we are all sinners and need a Savior who can save us for his kingdom in heaven. If you read in Luke 18, verse 34, you don't have to look it up, but you could write it down if you want. Luke chapter 18, verse 34, it says that the disciples didn't understand his sayings. Here he was trying to give them a little bit of warning of what was about to happen, and they didn't understand. How could Jesus die? I mean, he was king. He was going to be king. Jesus tried to prepare them for what would happen, but they had their own ideas. And because they had their own ideas, they were unprepared. That's why Jesus gives us the Bible, so that we can be prepared, so that as we study and as we learn, then we can be ready for when he comes again. Because there are some crazy things that are going to happen right before he comes. But did you know that we never have to be afraid? And we never have to worry, because if we love Jesus and if we have made him first in our life, he will always be there for us, no matter what happens. Aren't you glad for that? I know I am. And let's stop and let's pray and thank him for that. Dear Lord, thank you for giving us the Bible so that we can know what's going to happen ahead of time. Help us to have our eyes opened so that we can follow what you tell us to do, so that we can hear and we can understand your words, so that we can be prepared for the final events of Earth's history. Lord, thank you for promising that you will never leave us nor forsake us, that we are kept in the palm of your hand, sheltered. I thank you for that and for your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we are going to study about a gift for Jesus in this coming week, and I'm so glad that you were able to join us. We want you to hear our memory verse song so that you can start learning it this week.
We love him because he first loved us, because he first loved us. We love him because he first loved us. We love him. We love him because
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.